produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise to you. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell them for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Woo! Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say it. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it. You gotta tell them for yourself. You gotta tell them for yourself.
Don't do it without me.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
Tonight,
if you need a healing, just say,
Lord.
couldn't do it without me.
Don't do it with help.
I know you got a lot of people to take care of. Let me hear you say it.
Don't do it without me.
Please, Jesus.
Don't do it without me.
I know you got a lot of people to take care of.
Don't
I need
do
you.
Without
I need
me.
You. I want you to say it about the music.
Don't do it without me. Don't do it without me.
You gotta say it like you mean it. If you
want to
be included, anybody want to be included, I'll be in the number, Jesus. Please, please don't. Please don't. Please don't do it without me.
No, 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 no.
Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to cultivate the healthy lifestyle. So we thank you so much for tuning in with us today on Finding My Way Radio. We greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, just cover everyone that's here on the network, Lord God, that's tuning in from wherever you may be tuning in from. And Lord, just continue to bless them and their family in a mighty way. So we're going to jump right in on today. Today we're going to talk about sunshine on a cloudy day. Sunshine on a cloudy day. And so many of us, we all deal with some type of clouds that may happen or take place in our lives. And so when I thought about the topic to share with you here on today is the fact to let you know that you are not alone in whatever storms that you think that may not pass. And sometimes when you see the clouds that fly over you or that comes down even in a fog situation that you may be having, that, you know, you can still find your way out. And even in the midst, God is still in the midst of wherever you may be. And so I want to turn your attention to Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. It reads, "A pure eye lets sunshine into your soul." When you have this attitude of faith, positive, hopeful, expecting good things, that pure-eyed is letting sunshine into your life. But when you go around stressing out, worried, thinking it's never going to change, that stops the sun. It causes more clouds to roll in, more defeat, more mediocrity. You have to start letting some sunshine into your life. It doesn't start with God. It starts with us. And so with that being said, you know, we determine which way that our ship will go throughout our journey. And so with having a pure eye and definitely staying connected, and as I always talk about, is the word faith. Faith is one thing that you definitely will take you a long way in having that faith, just the little size of a mustard seed in the midst that will take you so far. And so instead of us walking around and being discouraged by the dark clouds and our attitude of things, the way things should be, that going on in our life, sometimes those storms are super necessary to help to prepare you for what's to come. It comes with the healing, it comes with the promotion, it comes with the right people that's going to come into your life, that's going to help with the breakthroughs of things that you're going through. And so even in the midst, sometimes we have to really shake off the negativity that's around us and know that God has the control of the clouds and all the things that is around us. And so it really amazes me when you step outside and you see so much that happens outdoors. I don't know if many of you take much time of spending time outside, but, you know, of just how the trees change and all the different things that happens outside. It just amazes me of how, you know, the branches of the tree and how this, the stalk of the tree, of how it just maintains itself and it just keep refertilizing itself over and over. And so that's the same with you. Your body is part of the trunk of the body, right? And God is the head of everyone's household and in the midst of everything. And, you know, someone's an arm and someone's a leg. And so we're all put here for a certain time of reason for the time that we have here. And so it's super important that, you know, when these unexpected sunshines happen, you know, it doesn't always have to be physically of the sun shining. Sometimes we have to create our own sunshine. When is the last time you've taken some time to really speak life over yourself? Oftentimes we're looking for others to do that for us. And oftentimes we already have the light that's shining in us, but we have buried it under a rock. And so in the beginning, you know, it was darkness. And then God created light. But being said, when he came and he rose and died and rose again on the third day, he lives with inside of all of us. Many of us, we may grieve over loved ones that have gone home, but to know that their light, they have left a legacy and they are here with us, right? They, in the Bible, it tells us the living know, the dead knows what the living is doing. And so with that being said, you know, many of us, we walk around in discouragement. And if you know what type of lifestyle that they live, the sun will truly shine again for you to see that loved one again. So don't get discouraged and give up on what you're believing for in your life of things that you know that you have seen before. If you live long enough, you've seen that, you know, God will truly, truly make a way of out of no way. And sometimes it's really mind blowing. And so I'm so forever grateful that he truly keeps his hand upon us in the midst of all the things that he has done in our lives. If you just reflect on just this week of giving thanks for the things that he has done, right? You have roof over your head. It may not be what you desire or what you really want, but you have a roof over your head. You have shoes on your feet, right? And so all of these things that we have, it is super important to just be blessed by the things that we have and take into consideration of the things that we have of, you know, that we have in the midst of us. And so when you think about sunshine on a cloudy day, sunshine on a cloudy day. And so it was a song that that I don't know the name of the singers that I got sunshine on a cloudy day. I believe it was the Temptations. But even on a cloudy day, I look at rain or any clouds or anything like that as liquid sunshine. And even in the midst of the fog, when you see a car going down the road, you can still see those headlights coming towards you, or you can still see the way. And so I'm forever grateful as you look and think back on the footprints in the sand of how oftentimes, you know, you don't see God, but you know that he's there. And so you can feel the coolness in the mist around you to know that his presence is always there. And so just take heed that no matter what it is that you're going through, if you just keep trusting and believing that, you know, all things will truly, truly work for the better of your good. And so here's a new perspective. You belong to God. You are his child. Now you have to have the altitude. God, I made this mess. I brought this trouble on myself sometimes. You know, we do that sometimes. But I know you're a God of mercy, and I believe you still will have unexpected sunshine coming my way, right? And so oftentimes we know that some things we cause other things, right? And some of us, we're in denial. Let's be upfront. Some of us are in denial of some things that we have going on. But even in the midst, he still nurtures us. He still is there for us, right? He leaves us sometimes for us to figure some things out, right? Because he said to go right and you decided that you wanted to go left. But even still, and when you're struggling with addictions, you're struggling with whatever that you may be struggling with on today, he still nurtures you. He sends the right people your way to help you to get back to where it is he wants you to be. And oftentimes, many of us, we miss the signs, right? We miss the signs, and we're looking to human to give us the guidance of which way to go. And sometimes, you know, the storms and the fog on those cloudy days, you know, sometimes he may bring those things about so that you can know how real he really is and to help you and, you know that he's going to show up. And he shows up in a sudden way. Sometimes you can see of different things that's happening, storms and different hurricanes that happen. And sometimes he has to really shake us up to really get our attention to do what it is. And so when we look at Numbers chapter 17, there had been a power struggle over who would become the next priest, and people were questioning Moses' authority. God told Moses he was going to show them who the priest should be. God instructed Moses to take the staff, the walking stick, from the leaders of each of the tribe of Israel. He placed these walking sticks in the tent next to the Ark of the Covenant. That's where God lived back then. These staffs were just old, dried up, dead pieces of wood. Just basically a stick that they just used for years. And so just as simple as that, as a staff of different things that God showed you way back when in biblical days, you know, they still reign today. They still reign today of some things that, you know, we really take for granted, or that he shines through to show his tender mercy of things. And so as you begin to walk around and go throughout your day, go throughout your month, go throughout your journey, you know, just be eye spiritual, open eye, you know, as it stated back in Matthew 6:22, of, you know, just being mindful of the things that are around you. And, you know, just to take heed of those things and to just know that even on a cloudy day, every voice will tell you it's never going to change, right? And you'll always be addicted and you'll always be discouraged and you'll always struggle in your career. And don't believe those lies at all. God is saying, I have unexpected sunshine coming your way. It's going to be unusual, out of the ordinary, and it's going to happen suddenly. Right? Those clouds are going to break up, open, and you're going to see rays of healing, rays of favor, rays of promotion, rays of whatever it is that you have been asking God for. And sometimes we're just not ready. We are ye of little faith. And in the midst of all of that, you know, we just don't see the ray of anything happening. Some of us are, you know, really dealing deep down with depression, and we just don't really see. We just can't see our way through all of that fog. And so even in the part of just doing your part and getting in agreement with God and start acting like it's going to happen, thinking like it's going to happen, talking like it's going to happen, you know, you have to say no more, no more. I will truly begin to start speaking life into myself, right? Truly, truly. And I have to do this long talk, right? And sometimes you just got to just have that long talk with God. Sometimes we just want a popcorn praise or popcorn prayer. And sometimes, you know, the same way we get on the telephone, or we may get on Cyber World and talk to others, you know, he wants you to really begin to talk and open up with him. And so oftentimes we give God 5-10 minutes of time of our day, and we just go on. But we serve a big God that wants a big rewards, that have big rewards, and that also wants to be a part of us, not just when we're in trouble, not just when it's clouds on a sunny day and we want him to show up and show out. We have to begin to have unexpected sunshine, even in the midst of shining our love back to him, right? And so back, as I stated in Matthew 6, a pure eye lets sunshine into your soul. And so, you know, it's important that even when we go out into the vineyard of people that don't even know that you're a Christian, that they can see the light that shines within you. It's just an aura about you. And so as you go out on today, definitely be a beacon of light to someone. Even, you know, you just never know what dark place they may be and all the things that they may be going on. And just with your little bit of faith that you have and knowing that you have unexpected sunshine that's coming your way, to give them hope, to let them know that they have unexpected sunshine that will be coming their way as well. And so today I would love for you to just take the time to listen to the melodies of the music and just to know that it's brighter days. Brighter days are coming, and hymnals are a super great way to definitely to keep you grounded and rooted. If you're one that music really gets it for you, maybe taking some time, maybe you haven't physically opened up your Bible in quite some time, and just knowing that you can, you know, go through those pages and it's someone from Genesis to Revelations that you can relate with, that can relate with your story that you have today. And I'm sure there's a couple. And so having a good attitude, you know, it truly determines the right mind thought for you as well. And so, you know, you got to get out your slump modes and definitely want to begin to propel forward in life. Yes, it's easier said than done, but just having the faith to know that, you know, when morning comes, that, you know, you can truly, truly have a new start, right? No 2 days are ever the same. And so God's in control of the universe, and he knows how to suddenly change things. He can suddenly move the wrong people out. He can suddenly open up doors you never dreamed that would be open. And that's why you can't just go by yourself on what you see. What you see is just temporarily, right? We see that every day as we walk outside. The tree may have some leaves on it. You know, it may be snow covering the ground. The sun may be really hot today, and it may be really cool the next. And so, you know, life continues to change. And so even in the midst of life changing, just know that even with the seasons and the forecasts and things that are around us, month after month, year after year, gloomy, depressed, it never is going to change. And natural, but in the spiritual, you know, things are going to definitely change. Definitely will change with you just putting your hands in God's hands and just knowing that you are not on your own and that you're not the only one that sometimes gets stuck in the mess. And so just know that you can look up to God who created the universe and who spoke to the world into an existence. In the palm of his hands, he's directing your steps. He controls the clouds. He controls the wind. He doesn't have to wait for the weather, right? He doesn't have to wait for the weather to get better. He doesn't have to wait for the medical report to improve. And he doesn't have to wait for the situation to turn around. And so know it's time for a promotion for everything that it is that you have been wishing, that you have been praying for, and that you have been longing for. Just stay steadfast, stay in prayer, and keep the faith. So as you take the time to go through your week, to go throughout your journey, just take the time to really, really reflect. I just can't really express that enough of just taking time to really put the mask on yourself, to definitely to be observant and be that beacon of light that someone else can see as you journey throughout your day, and just, you know, to love on folks and pray for those that are around you. Oftentimes, we always praying and asking God for the things that it is that we want, but we forget to pray for those that really don't have a voice or that really don't know him for himself, to pray for them as well. And so my name is Natasha Allen, here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate the healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. You can follow us on social media at Nurture by Natasha VIP page on Facebook, as well as on Instagram, Nurture by Natasha. We look forward to staying connected with you and to sharing more of what God has given us. Again, take care and have an amazing day.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.